We now begin Perek Gimel, Chelek Aleph Perek Gimel. So now that we have begun to understand the concept of Malchus as it relates to the Midus of Hashem and how it relates to Shabbos, now we'll try to understand the concept of Malchus as it relates to us. In order to understand this, we really need to try to figure out what's the purpose of a king. When it comes to Malchus Shemayim, Hashem's dominion, which is the point of the whole creation, so it doesn't need a lot of explanation why Malchus is important. But we really need to understand in it of itself, what is the necessity of a king? A king is something that we see always existed throughout the world and exists today in a different form, but the concept exists. From the beginning of time, there were always rulers. And the Torah itself supports the need for a king in its proper time, but the Torah does give us a mitzvah, how to choose a king and when to choose a king and what his rules are. So a king is something which apparently is essential. It's integral. Why is that? What purpose does a king serve? What's his function? Why is it so integral to the health of a nation? So let's explain it with a mashal, and we'll use the concept of a kollel in a gematria to explain this. Now, you've probably heard this many times, that when making a gematria and two things are supposed to have the same numerical value, sometimes they're off by one. And in that case, we find, as farms say, we can add one. Why? Because it's the kollel. We can add the kollel. Now, it just sounds like a fancy name for a loophole, that gematrias can be off by one on either side, but the truth is, it's not a loophole at all. It actually is something quite logical and mistaber. For example, if I were to ask you how many parts does a table consist of, so the logical answer would be five. Four legs and a tabletop. But the truth is that a table is better described as being six elements. There are four legs, one tabletop, and a table. Each element to itself isn't a table, it's just part of a table. If they would be scattered on the ground, if you deconstructed this piece of furniture and then spread it out, you wouldn't have a table on the floor, you would just have some random pieces of broken up furniture. And it's only when you combine them properly that they form a new thing, a table, a tsura. The sum total of the pieces doesn't quite equal a table, right? If you put them all in a bag, you don't have a table in a bag. It's the proper construction of them all that forms a table. So we can therefore correctly say that there are six elements when constructing a table. Five parts, legs and a tabletop, and the final finished construction, which is the table. This is the concept of kollel in a gematria. If you were to calculate the value of a table, shulchan, right? The word shulchan, shin, lamed, ches, nun. So it would be 388. Shin is 300, lamed is 30, ches is 8, and nun is 50, total of 388. But those are just the individual parts. It's just the letters. So you have four individual letters, but we haven't factored in the finished project, the full word, the shulchan, which is the table. It's a word. And that's the concept of kollel. The word itself combines everything. It's kollel hakol, and therefore can be counted as another element of the gematria. It's another one, and it brings the total to 389, because the shulchan is not just four letters, it is also a word, and you are factoring the value of the letters, you also have to factor the value that there is a word here. And the word itself counts for one. The earlier Mefarshim refer to kollel, this concept by gematria, as the malchus of the word. The malchus of the word is the kollel. So now this gives us a very good idea of what the concept of malchus is as it pertains in this world, to us as a nation, and as it has always been in history. When there are a group of individuals, each one is for themselves, and they don't have any kind of unified force. They don't have a unified identity. But then some elevated force, some elevated being, an entity, comes and brings them all together. And by doing so, creates a total new entity, a nation. So just as the parts of the table come together to form a table, which is a more elevated and refined form, it's a tzura. Likewise, a king, through Malchus, brings the individuals of a nation together and they form a nation, and a nation now has its own identity, its own meaning, its own purpose, and its own tafkid in the world.